year saw over $500 million in donations.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December Arctic chill continues. In fact, today our high temperature may not make it out of the 40s, and that's pretty amazing. Breezy and cold today, lots of sunshine, maybe upper 40s for a high temperature. Back to the deep freeze tonight. I think we'll make it down to perhaps the mid-20s for an overnight low temperature by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. High temperature up to about 56, more sunshine. We'll be in the upper 50s Thursday. Small chance of rain by late Thursday into Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Kicking off the 10 o'clock hour here, this hour. Second hour always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Their number 567-4223. Wait, up! We have Kim Williams through Zoom on the airwaves.
That's right.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you two?
Doing great.
Doing very well. It's pleasant seeing you this way. It's actually been a long time in the running. Everything all right with the business and surviving the pandemic?
You know it. Greater, I mean, more than ever. I mean, businesses has tripled. When I say threefold. Statistically, threefold.
Wow.
I'm telling you. You know, it's kind of bittersweet, you know? Work all the time. A little less time for being at home. Right, with my daughter, but
exactly.
At the end of the day, we're having a great time. I mean, more, you know, you keep hearing me say mortgage rates have not been better. And you know, at this point, the only way I could see them possibly going is up. I don't think they could get any lower.
Right.
But we just rolled out a new thought. Check this out. So, a jumbo loan, okay? Mm-hmm. Prior, you know, in years past and over the years, If you needed a loan or purchased a house for over, say, $500,000, your only option was a jumbo loan.
Yep.
And a jumbo loan is a product that's suited for it's a larger loan amount, so it's priced higher, okay? It comes with a higher rate, more stringent underwriting guidelines, and there's just so many, you know, I guess, overlays, requirements that you have to jump through hoops. Well, I say all that to say that if you currently owe $540,000 on your mortgage. And it probably, it is a jumbo loan.
Right.
Well, now that's just a standard conventional, okay? That's effective in January, but we're already offering it now. But what that would mean, let me give you an example. Customer gave us a call, opened their jumbo loan. They live out in Wind Lakes 2 years ago. And on the new program, okay, we took that jumbo, refinanced it, no appraisal needed, okay, and lowered his payment from $2,245 to
$1,854. Nice.
That's $391 a month. Simply because of the, number one, we're in a low rate environment. Secondly, because it was a jumbo loan. I mean, it was priced over 2.5% higher than what the rate is today. And the larger the balance, you know, 1% is huge.
Right.
You know, when you lower your rate, lower your payment. But when you're talking over 2%, I'm telling you folks, you're throwing your money away, okay? If you've got a jumbo loan and you're paying jumbo rate, jumbo pricing, and we can refinance it on a conventional loan, pick up the phone and give us a call. Let's just run the numbers and see how much you can save.
Man, that's
secondly,
that's an incredible savings. I'm sorry, you're going to go ahead?
No, well, you know, our flagship product is the VA loan.
Yes.
Our veterans, we love our veterans. We've made it our mission to know the VA loan inside, outside, up, down. VA interest rate reduction loan. If you've currently got a VA mortgage, okay, you qualify to refinance that mortgage on the VA EARL program.
The EARL.
Interest rate reduction program. The EARL. No income, okay? No income document. No appraisal. No pest inspection. No nothing. No nothing. There is one requirement. We have to be able to lower your rate at least a half a point or more. A half a point or more. Folks, I hadn't seen one that we were able to lower the rate just a half a percent. It's been 1.5, 2%. So pick up the phone again. If you've got a VA loan, it certainly doesn't hurt to see how much money you could be saving each month.
Absolutely. And it does add up. And I know we've had several people call us here, and I mean, you can stand by this too, Eddie. A lot of folks have called us up, including veterans who have used the EARL program. And really, the savings is astounding. And it sounds like whether it's the VA or the jumbo loan or just a conventional loan, a lot of folks had these rates locked in a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, with just this low interest rate environment, there's so much money you're leaving on the table if you don't call and do a refinance right now.
You're exactly right, Joey. I mean, personally, I've got my mortgage that was two months old sitting over there on my desk. Because I want to refinance. I hadn't had a chance to do my own, but it's that hot. This is history making. I mean, you know, we're going to look back. Our kids are going to look back.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you these rates will never occur in our lifetime again.
I agree with you.
How long will they last, though? How long? I don't know.
Right. So get on top of it today.
Yeah. You owe it to yourself to grab your mortgage statement, give us a call, and let us just do like a financial overview and work up some numbers for you and see how much money you can put into your pocket instead of putting into interest on a more big mortgage lender.
There you go, folks. The number is, it hasn't changed. It's 567-4223, 567-4223. The website is still myalabamahomemortgage.com.
You got it. Oh. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Oh, and Joey, the phone number, 334-567-4223. I say that because I had a couple customers call and say that they listened, but they said, I got the number, 567, but I didn't know what the area code was. You know, they called from Birmingham, you know, all over the state.
It's Montgomery, you folks, 334.
Yeah, you got people in Mobile, Huntsville, everywhere
listening. Heck yeah.
Wow.
You know why? Because we're live and nationwide, baby.
Live and nationwide.
That's right.
Oh, and one more thing. We just expanded our opportunity in Georgia. We're licensed in Georgia now.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that.
Well,
it's great that business is going so well. I know it's a odd blessing that this is going on in the midst of the pandemic. And I know what you mean, not having the time to spend with the family, with the daughter, but it's good that business is good at the end of the day.
That's right. That's right. I'm very, very fortunate. And once again, our customers, your viewers, have pick up the phone and given us a call to the tune of keeping us at the top of the mortgage lenders in Alabama, number one.
Well, amen, amen, amen. I love it. It's win-win-win for everybody involved.
Absolutely. So again, if you've already called us before, give me a call again. If you've never called, it's time to pick up the phone and dial 334-567-4223. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies.
Yes,
in MLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim. Great seeing you today.
See you, Kim. Love you, honey.
Yes, sir. Love you.
Well, that's Kim Williams.
Love her, man.
Alabama Home Mortgage. Yeah, do love her. And
how would you not want her on your side?
Right, right. And she's saving so much money.
Oh, dude, yeah. Folks.
It really is unreal. And I mean, you're familiar with the housing market.
Very familiar.
It's crazy right now.
It is crazy. I've talked to a lot of realtors that have been in the business a lot longer than I have, and they will tell you this is the most extreme year they've ever had.
Yeah, so folks, take advantage of it. But let's go to the phone and talk to Dan from Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have two things for you this morning.
All right.
First, Joey, happy birthday.
Thank you, Dan.
You and I share a birthday week. Mine will be Saturday.
Well, happy birthday early to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'll be 8 squared.
8 squared, all right.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. And I just want to echo about Kim and Madeline and all the crew out there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They are some great people. Let me tell you what. They helped me get a mortgage back 3 years ago, VA, and we just refinanced it last month. She saved me over $250 a month.
Wow.
Lowered my interest rate over a percentage point.
Wow.
And they are just great people, folks. Don't hesitate to call them. They'll do you a really, really great job.
Wow. Thank you for using them, and it sounds like you're very thankful for it, too. $250 a month?
Oh, yeah. Woo. Yeah. Yeah, big time. Big time. And then, you know, got to skip a couple of payments and all that. So,
man, that's awesome.
And I'm always recommending them to my friends and family. I mean, they do a great job. They really do.
Well,
you guys have a great day, and I just wanted you to know that we feel your pain, Joey. But you know what? The older you get, the less it gets. So hang in there, guy.
That's my
hope. Buddy.
Thanks, Dan. 272-9228, 272-9228. Before we go back to the phones here, I've got to get into this Dr. Fauci.
Fauci?
There's a timeline here, somebody called The Dossier. It's a Substack. If y'all haven't checked it out, a lot of journalists are going to Substack. A lot of writers are going there, too.
Why is that, Joey?
Well, because it's a subscription-based model.
Okay.
So if you really like a given journalist or reporter or writer, you can pay them $5 a month, $10 a month. They set the price, and you get access to all of their work. Some stuff they put out for free, but yeah, it's a great way to present your writing.
It's like a la carte.
Yeah, and with the corporate press really driving people out of the business, like Glenn Greenwald, for instance, Matt Taibbi, Barry Weiss from the New York Times, you're seeing these big names leave these big companies because it's just intolerable.
Right.
I mean, I was just listening to a guy named, you're familiar with Douglas Murray, right?
Yes.
He's a writer, speaker, a Brit, you know, very posh accent.
He's a Brit.
Yeah, definitely. And he was just talking about if you are allowing, for instance, they're talking about Jordan Peterson. We announced Jordan Peterson's got a new book coming out called Beyond Order. And it's Penguin Publishing, renowned publishing house. And it was reported that there were literally employees at Penguin crying and pitching a fit over the fact that Jordan Peterson has a book being published, another one at Penguin.
Right.
Never mind the fact that it, you know, sold 7 million, his first
Thank
book,
you.
7 million copies, made the salary for these people over Penguin. Oh, no, the bad man.
The one I read said, my friend is transgender. And I don't know how they're going to feel about this.
So that's why they were upset.
Well, maybe transgender people are just as individualistic as anybody else in any other group, and some might be offended by Jordan Peterson. Some might not give a damn.
Some might like the guy.
Right.
Some might buy the book. Who knows?
Like, I speak for this group, and I'm not even part of it.
Right.
You sound like a damn politician. Anyway. Douglas Murray's like, you let these people continue to run these organizations. It's like absorbing asbestos into your lungs. Stop it.
I like that comparison.
So this is from a guy named The Dossier on Substack. And it's titled Dr. Flip Flop, a timeline of Fauci's school reopening positions. For instance, in March of 2020, Dr. Fauci called for nationwide school closures and says he supports states that decide to follow his advice. The one thing I do advise, and I said this in multiple hearings and multiple briefings, that right now we have to start implementing both containment and mitigation. You know, it was early. They're freaking out.
Oh, sure. Understandable.
Sure. Fast forward to April the 12th. The New York Times reported that Fauci gave his blessing to Mayor de Blasio to shut down the entirety of New York City's public school system for the rest of the school year. The next day, Fauci slams Governor DeSantis of Florida. DeSantis announced he wanted to get schools open as soon as possible.
Right.
Fauci slammed him, saying, quote, if you have a situation where you don't have a real good control over an outbreak and you allow children together, they will likely get infected, Fauci proclaimed. To May of this year, without evidence, Fauci claims COVID-19 is dangerous to children, citing Kawasaki syndrome. Remember that?
I do.
News cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a tense and memorable back and forth with Senator Rand Paul, who argued at the time and was just pilloried
for it.
Yeah, real quick tangent. The party of empathy and compassion and love.
Yeah.
How many damn people do I have to see praising Rand Paul's neighbor? You know, the other day I was saying your neighbor's not your enemy, and I stand by that, unless you're Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just start going and beating up and tackling all sorts of politicians on the Democrat side of the aisle and see what they think then. That's really going to bring people together.
That's the problem. There's no pushback on that side.
Well, they're hypocrites, and they know it.
Oh, yeah. Very proud of it.
And you know what? Most people are good people. I stand by this idea that your neighbor's not your enemy.
Yeah.
You might even get a little, you know, hot-headed at moments.
Sure.
And you yell and scream and whatnot. Most people are normal. For instance, if somehow Donald Trump and his campaign pull off this trick shot, the Death Star strategy, as John Turley calls it, and is able to get the legislatures to overturn the election and Trump remains president, I think most Democrats aren't going to like it. But they're not, also, most of them, the vast majority of people, aren't going to go, you know, set things on fire. There will be some people.
There will be fires.
But it's not most people.
No, you're right. It's a small majority.
And it's a small majority, or a small minority.
Minority, yes.
A small majority.
Yeah, it's, well.
What the hell does that mean?
It's me. I'm a small majority, kind of big guy.
Yes, you are. Anyway, Fauci and Rand Paul got into it in May of 2020. And a CNBC reporter at the time, Fauci then turned Paul's own phrasing on him. You use the word we should be humble about what we don't know. I think that falls under the fact that we don't know everything about this virus and we really had better be careful, particularly when it comes to children. All right. This is what drives me crazy about Fauci. Again, as I said earlier, it's not the epidemiology in the guy that I dislike.
What is it then, Joey?
It's this mentality of public policy that even if we don't know what this virus is going to
do,
then we still get to take your liberties away and shut down your livelihoods.
Hmm.
Well, how about we know that it is guaranteed these things in the Constitution and just, you know, common law, the ancient rules of liberty, that you can't just tell me what to do, Doc. You know what? I can assess the risks in my life.
Yeah.
If I want to send my kids to school because I don't think it's dangerous for them, as Senator Paul said, I can do that. And the idea that one guy who's admitting, I don't actually know what the effects are, thus I get to destroy your livelihood. No. tired of this crap. Every decision made from D.C. must be enforced. Made by the corporate press must be enforced by Hollywood and the university system. Here's this language, the latest fashion. And if you don't toe the line, then you're a bad person.
You get put on the list.
It's just bizarre. But that, I remember that back and forth with Fauci and Paul, and they had a few more others. In the May 14th, President Trump openly expresses his disagreement with Fauci on school reopening policies. Okay. In June, testifying on Capitol Hill, Fauci says school reopenings depend on the dynamics of the outbreak. In July, Fauci continues to advance his vague ideas about school reopenings, but again makes clear that he opposes having schools open in areas where the coronavirus is spreading. Mm-hmm. In August, he calls for the continuing closure of schools in areas with high transmission and a hybrid learning system. Again in August, ABC News reported that Fauci is still concerned that schools could be vectors for transmission of COVID-19. Again in May, open up the schools if transmission is low, Fauci advises. Fauci falsely states later in August that bars are vectors for transmission, argues for a trade-off that involves shutting down some industries while keeping the schools open. He keeps going on. He's constantly talking about, say, in September, Fauci declares that some schools may be able to open safely, but that places with high COVID-19 transmission levels may want to pause before they start sending kids back to school for a variety of reasons. The 29th of this month, just, 2 days ago?
Yep.
Fauci discovers the almost year-old data showing that schools are not vectors for COVID-19 transmission. He continues to call for bars being shut down as a trade-off, although bars are not vectors of transmission. He says in an ABC interview, "We get asked it all the time. You know, we say it not being facetiously as a soundbite or anything, but, you know, close the bars and keep the schools open is what we really say. Obviously, you don't have a one-size-fits-all, but as I said in the past, the default position should be to try as best as possible, within reason, good God, just spit it out, Fauci, to keep the children in school or get them back to school." So it really just comes across as though Fauci isn't following science. What Fauci is following is a certain risk aversion and a mentality that government experts get to control everything. It's not how a free society is supposed to work. Oh, and by the way, did you know that Montgomery Public Schools are going all virtual? Again?
Do they have all the equipment?
I'm sure it's based on a lot of science.
Yeah, don't get me going there. But do they have the equipment to make it possible that every student can participate? Do you know?
Well, I'm sure they'll want more money for that, if it's
really
not the case. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't even sound like them.
272-9228.
Remember earlier you mentioned that mathematician, I think it was a mathematician, who claimed voter fraud in Arizona?
Yeah.
Well, he's been suspended from Twitter for making that.
Yeah. Well, as Barack Obama recently came out and said, we need to, you know, very nicely suggest to social media companies that the truth still matters. Oh, don't get me started. I don't care if it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama or it's ABC, NBC, CBS or PBS. I don't care if it's News Talk 93.1 FM. I don't want companies, and certainly not presidents and politicians, deciding what the truth is.
Right.
How about in a free society, we uphold liberty above truth? Because in order to find the truth, you need to actually be free to speak your mind. The truth is not whatever narrative you're able to foist onto people in order to keep power, whether you're Donald Trump or Barack Obama. Tired of this crap. We live in a free society. We live in a society conceived and founded in liberty. And to get the truth, the only way we get there, by all sorts of efforts, is to have the freedom to speak our minds, to make mistakes, to believe what we want. Not to submit to the latest fad and fashion of the truth as advanced by Twitter and Barack Obama or Donald Trump. This idea that the politicians and the power hungry are the arbiters of what's true and what's not. Dangerous. It's dangerous. Anyway.
272-9228.
I get grumpy on her birthday.
Well, I'm in a good mood.
Good.
Where's that cake, Pop?
Good deal.
Did you have to get me pink?
For my princess.
You know there are rumors out there.
What kind of rumors?
You're the one who told me about them. Don't act dumb.
Oh, those? I just made those up, man. They didn't stick, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
I got some new ones coming out
tomorrow. I just don't want people out there thinking I'm some sort of, you know, secret fruit.
No. No, not at all. Here, eating a pink lollipop with... Oh, you're a one-biter, too. Very proud of you, Joey.
Good.
Good, ain't it?
That's damn good.
I told you.
Wow. That's a good cake, Pop.
Mm-hmm. They don't get no better.
Let's hit a break, folks. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
The River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
Get a little me?
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Oh, Cripple Tree. Oh, Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and COVID-19 has taken us all out of our comfort zone, but I've continued to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and I've seen results during this time. So I recommend you advertise with Blue Water, too.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368. Equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
In the house.
You doing all right, Eddie?
I'm doing good, Joey.
I'm not scaring you or anything?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm nothing compared to Budell.
But the way you ate that cake pop in one bite, I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, very impressive.
I impressed myself. Also, this part of the program brought to you by Ray Bowles and Prattville Carpet. They really do fantastic work. They service the entire state.
That's right.
And they have great product. It's in the name, carpeting. They have all sorts of carpeting product, especially waterproof stuff, but traditional hardwood, laminate flooring, luxury vinyl flooring, even ceramic tile for the floor or a backsplash in the bathroom or the kitchen. But I think what really puts Prattville Carpet above and beyond is they're a family-owned place that is very much, they're devoted to service.
Yep.
So, for instance, when you call 285-8117, you'll get a free, yes, free, free of charge in-home consultation. Well, they'll bring these flooring samples I just mentioned to your home. They'll measure the area that you're looking to refloor, the job you're looking to do, so they know exactly, well, here's how much it's going to cost for you. Hey, you can keep some of these samples overnight. See if it's what you like.
Like that.
They really do fantastic work in that regard. And especially those of you who want to entertain against the authorities' wishes for, say, Christmas.
Breaking the law.
Why not get some brand new flooring? It's as simple as calling Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call them, be sure to tell them you heard about Prattville Carpet here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Let me tell you a little story about Prattville Carpet.
All right.
We had a house on the market in Millbrook, and, man, Millbrook's hot market. We couldn't move this house. Couldn't move it. So we brought Ray and his team in. They put down some laminate flooring for us and some carpet. Literally, 4 days later, we got two offers on that house.
Wow. There you go.
Now, I can't...
It can make a difference.
Right. I can't swear that that's what happened, but I know for 2 weeks,
we didn't get nothing. Depends on the home.
Right. We didn't get nothing. We put the flooring in, put new pictures out.
I have to say, and you know this better than me being an agent, like you walk into a place and the floors are old and stinky and these sorts of things.
And that was a deal with this house. It had a little bit of a pet odor because of the old carpet.
Right.
Ray fixed it, man.
Well, they're great. They fix it at the house I'm living in.
That's right.
Yeah, they do great work. Let's go to Ed. Hey, Ed.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, how you doing, Ed?
You've been listening.
Okay, good. I was just thinking about selling my home recently. I found about eight years ago, I bought a really big, nice home out in Tallahassee that was a repo. And it sat for a few years, and I put blood, sweat, and tears in it over the past few years. Fixed it up really nice, and I was thinking about selling it, and I looked at the market, and it's like, wow, I can get some really big bucks out of this house now. And then I started looking at the market a little closer on the other side, and I said, boy, I'm going to spend some really big bucks. So it kind of dampened that. But that's not really what I called about. I was thinking about your topic today about the pandemic, and it just kind of occurred to me, it's kind of like science has become the new religion.
Yes.
COVID is the doctrine of that religion. The Fauci is the Pope of that religion.
Well, and here's the deal is
what
like,
happened.
Right. And no, you're right. The new clerics, it's not the priests. It's not like it's the Holy Roman Empire, which is really not an empire or holy.
Thank you.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
Right.
But the new clerics are the so-called public science health officials and other types of sciences. I'm sorry, this is not science when it, just like anything else, can become corrupted by power.
Sure.
And so it's one thing to do good science. Most of the world is hard to understand. And you find these little pockets, these little nooks and crannies of, oh, we actually understand this thing. That's what science brings forth. But the idea that science can replace religion or replace ancient wisdom or basic liberties, it's a dangerous road to go down.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you, your thinking there is right along the lines of some information I'd like to talk with you maybe off the air about. But and you just in the same category, I heard one of the ministers, one of the clerics of this religion say the other day that, well, you know, flu season's coming up, and it would be a good idea to wear those masks. So now we're going to wear So when's it going to get to, well, the common cold is coming in, so we need to start wearing the masks for
whatever
it is. Yeah. So, anyway, I just want to add that. I want to add one last thing is that Trump will remain our president. So, but we just wanted to throw that in, too.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad people have faith.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
272-9228. This guy's been holding a while. John DeVoe. Hello, John.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who all is there with you?
Eddie.
Just me, Joe, or John.
Yeah, just Eddie.
Hey, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings. Dee and Jack, if you're listening, wherever you are, peace and blessings to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire listening audience all over the globe. I was lying down, and I heard somebody say something, although I don't think I heard the whole thing that they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of a scripture by King David in the Bible, where King David said that he was young, and now he was old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed having to beg for nothing. That word seed just means descendants. I never seen their descendants having to beg for nothing. And then he says in the next verse exactly why he had never seen it. He said, because they're always generous, and those who appreciate their generosity are always happy and grateful and thankful when they have an opportunity to return the faith. And he said, never seen the righteous forsaken or their sinners having to beg for nothing, because they're always generous. And those who appreciate their generosity are always happy.
Well, when things are working right and people are keeping the covenant, that's about right, John. Unfortunately, yeah. People break that covenant all the time, as you know.
But I always liked that quote from King David. Because he tells you in the very next scripture why he had never seen it. I want to wish everybody that listens to News and Views all over the world a happy holiday season. My sincerest and dearest to all, and it's my prayer and my meditation to all of us, that we will be blessed and highly favored and prosperous in every area of our lives and have a future that is worth having.
Thank you,
John. I saw a speech one time by the president, by the prime minister of Japan. I think at that time it might have been Shinzo Abe at the White House. And I can't remember if Obama or Bush was president. But Mr. Abe spoke about America's generosity to Japan after World War II was over. And he said that America had a friend in Japan that Japan would never forget their kindness to them after the war was over and the things that America had done to help Japan get back on its feet after the war was over. And I think today two of the richest countries in the world that's debt free is China and Japan, and two of America's biggest creditors is China and Japan.
Don't forget about Germany.
And Germany. You're right about that.
John, I appreciate you, and go in your blessed way, as I know you will, and I appreciate the call today.
You're welcome, and happy holiday season to all.
Thank you,
John.
Take
care, John.
272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I only held 15 minutes this time.
All right. John actually held like 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was impressive.
I'll tell you what, John brings a song to mind when I hear him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, the Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man. Woo!
It's a good song.
He was born a rambling man. He rambles, doesn't he? First of all, when I first turned your radio on this morning, I just got back in the store, and you were talking to Kim. And, you know, I went through Kim Williams to do my refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie knows this. She hit the big three, lowered my house payment almost about $450 a month, gave me a great interest rate, and even lowered the amount I really had to borrow. And so I don't have to make my first house payment till January. So I've had this November, December, with that extra money, that's going to pay for my Christmas, so I won't have any bills for Christmas. But going 450,000 a month, man, that's enough for me to go buy me a car now or something.
Heck yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But they were great.
Or spoil the grandkids. You got the money to spoil the grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, everything Trump does, I mean, every single thing he does, you know it, on the media, I'm talking about the media, it's wrong. It's bad. It's wrong.
Right.
And now all you're going to hear every time supposedly President-elect Biden say or do, it's all good. It's all right. Everything's perfect. That's what you're going to hear. It's going to be the complete opposite. And there's a message board I look at every now and then, not as much as I used to. It's on my Florida Gator website, and they have one forum there. It's for liberal crybabies to get on. And things they said this weekend. Oh, isn't it refreshing to see a president walking his dog? Trump would be kicking that dog or shooting it or running over it with his car. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But, so Biden walking his dog makes him a great president. Actually, I think the dog was walking Biden.
More than likely.
It looked like one of these service dogs.
He has two German shepherds, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know who else had a German
shepherd?
Yeah,
those dogs are racist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know about robots that are racist?
But,
mm-hmm.
But it's just unbelievable. And y'all were talking about Fauci. I saw, you know, I know y'all watched. I did watch a little bit of Tucker last night. I don't watch any other Fox stuff. But now that all of a sudden he's coming out, now that he thinks Biden's going to be the president, oh, schools are really safe now. I mean, right. they never were.
CNN? CNN had an exclusive. China lied about their COVID-19 response and their numbers. Oh, really, CNN? That's an exclusive?
I was going to say, was that a dark secret study that they did?
Asshats. Well, yeah, and next thing you know, Jim, based on your premise, oh, he's walking his dog. Next, he'll be stumping the interns, and they'll praise him for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a slobber fest. You know it, and I know it. And, Joey, to your references, the Liberty, I think Patrick Henry was right.
Mm. Amen.
So, give me Liberty or get me out of here.
You know, Jim, the more I read about the revolutionary period, especially the more radical groups like the Sons of Liberty, I don't know how much they would fit in today. I think they'd be considered like terrorists or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially the ones that raided the ship and threw the tea in the harbor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they weren't playing. But
yeah, man, well, yeah, we need some of those guys today.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Jim, appreciate the call and love that you saved that much money working with Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they are, what I liked in them, they were kept up with it. They were on, you know, got to me as quick as they could and got everything done and squared away and no runaround or nothing. And it was great.
Excellent.
Well, Jim, have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Jim.
Y'all have a good one.
You too, brother.
Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Larry.
Morning, Larry.
Joey, you sounded a little sad when you started talking about, did I detect sadness when you were talking about Montgomery County schools going to back to full virtual schooling?
I was more just like, sad isn't the word, more bumfuzzled.
Oh, bumfuzzled.
Yeah, just perplexed by
perplexed.
It.
Perplexed, there you go.
Yeah, well, bear with me a minute. I think we're looking at it a little the wrong way. The world has absolutely changed. You know, Trump should be thrown out of office, so let's fully embrace this whole virtual schooling thing. I think we should not only embrace it, but completely expand it. So why don't we do something like this? If you're in a failing school, like most of the Montgomery County school systems are, or schools are, those kids are now eligible to do virtual learning at any school in the state. And tell me why a student at a failing school in Montgomery shouldn't be allowed to take elective aerospace classes from the Huntsville City school system.
Right.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, so you're kind of talking here like a virtual voucher of sorts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so let's go with the virtual voucher. Let's completely expand it. And then students that are stuck with bad teachers are no longer stuck with bad teachers because, you know, teacher-student load can increase, so you only need about half the teachers, and we'll pick the best ones and let the rest go. No more transportation costs, so we don't have to put that money into the budget. We don't have to upkeep these schools. We can sell all the buildings, and look at all the money coming back in. Man, they should be giving us rebates on property taxes now.
Larry, you better be careful.
You know, Larry, the closures bumfuzzle me, but you know, what you're saying right now, not with you, with your idea, I'm in love.
I'm just saying be careful.
Yeah, let's...
Because you're going to affect a lot of people's kickbacks.
Oh, they'll get over it.
No, they won't.
Oh, they will. Life's long, or it isn't. But, you know, they'll get over it one way or another.
But I think it's a genius idea. Why not? Why not open it up?
Yeah, let's just like we do with insurance when we do open markets across the entire state. Let's do it with education. We can do it virtual. There's no physical geographical limitations anymore. We pick the very best of the very best. And shouldn't our students get the very best of the very best? How dare you say that they should be stuck with inadequate teaching?
And you could free them.
They live in a certain zip code.
And that's exactly where I was going. You could free them from being segregated based on neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could take,
that.
I mean, just imagine, like he was saying, you could take a class out of a Huntsville school. Mm-hmm. Let's say you went to Robert E. Lee now, which was a great school. I went there. It was an awesome school. But you don't have that opportunity. But if you go wide open like that, you might be able to take something from Huntsville. You might be able to get a great class from Birmingham or Mobile. Look at all the options you got.
Yeah,
and so then we don't have to worry about Auburn spending more money on their schools because we can just send our kids to Auburn virtually. There's no problem with doing that. Of course, then you'll run into the whole handout things of, well, what about school meals and we got to make sure kids are fed? Well, it's probably cheaper to do it via Freshly or one of those meal delivery services to the door. Let them handle it. They've already figured it out. They've already produced nutritious meals. If they're doing volume, they'll get a discount. It'll probably be cheaper than what the school systems are getting.
Wait, so you're suggesting, Larry, that whether it comes to schooling or feeding people really need it, and those people exist in this world in our community, that those programs where we help those people shouldn't just be full employment for middle-class people. They should actually be as efficient and as effective as possible, infuse the system with choice and opportunity.
It's a very revolutionary idea, Joey.
I like it.
It's almost like throwing tea in a bay.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Larry. Good idea, man.
Man, that is novel right there. Not like a novel coronavirus, but it was novel in terms of a political idea.
But he makes sense. Why not? If I've got the World Wide Web, I can go anywhere right now anyway. I mean, I want to go to New York, I just pull up the webcam.
Oh, you do.
Well.
You do.
And that's the way I learned, Joey.
Yeah, just by going down chive rabbit holes?
Right. I'm a world scholar. I'm an internet scholar.
Yeah, I do that too.
But, I mean, look at the options. Look at the options if you could do that. You know, say this school here doesn't provide or doesn't have a course that you know that you will really be interested in, but this other school does.
Right.
Well, I just take my mouse and I move over to the other school.
No, but does it get unruly if you have like 50 kids in a Zoom class?
I think you do is you put shock collars on all the children.
No, Eddie, you're just gone off the rails.
And then if there's a problem?
No, you do not put shock collars on children.
We start with low voltage.
You put the vibration collars.
Well, yeah, we start there.
You don't want it to be cruel and unusual.
Well, there are kids that need the shock collar, and occasionally a teacher.
Yeah. Aren't there new codes for real estate agents?
What kind of codes?
Like anything having to do with hate.
I practice no hate speech, Joey. You know that? I love everyone.
No, you're a very loving person. I know.
I love everyone.
No, but in all seriousness, that's something that's happening in your industry and all sorts of industries.
Yes. In fact, it came out a couple weeks ago that it said there was a ruling from the National Association of Realtors, and I don't want to butcher it too bad, but it basically said, as a realtor, before the rule was if you practice hate speech as a realtor.
Like you're showing somebody a house.
Right, and yeah, you say something.
And you bleeping.
Right. Blah, blah, blah. Well, as a realtor, that would have cost you your license or fine, things like that.
And that's understandable, yes.
Well, now the rules have been expanded to at any point, as I understand it, any point in your life, just and out with the general public. If someone you do a hate speech type deal and someone considers it to be hate speech, they can report you and your license can be suspended.
Mm.
And I worry about that because that goes to opinion.
Right. It's subjective.
What if I say, Joey, you know, you got long hair, you long-haired hippie?
Right.
Right. Well, you're hate against hippies, no?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's very subjective. It's why I'm generally very skeptical of the idea of hate speech laws in across the society, because you have to think of it in terms of who defines hate. And I think if you're really being honest with yourself, you have to admit that when you make a law, you must assume that the worst person will get control of those laws.
Right.
And be able to define what is subjectively hate or anything else.
But is it illegal to hate,
right,
Joey? Is it illegal to hate?
Well, and we seem to have lost the insight that freedom of speech or freedom in all sorts of ways. Freedom of belief, freedom of religion, freedom to associate with who you wish and who you don't want to. All these different things. That it's not optimal. It's not utopia. But it's the least worst option. Most of human history is a select group of people forcing down their definitions on everybody else. Kind of reminds you of today, especially coming out of the swamp.
Okay, hold on.
It's this soft despotism of our bureaucracy there. Just like drowning us in regulation and rules, nudging us to certain outcomes they would like. I'd like to get back to freedom. I'd like to get back to liberty. And I don't care if I'm saying that to the Democrats. They're the worst. Certain establishment Republicans. And again, folks, I'm talking about people actually controlling things. If you're watching CNN like it's a team sport, I'm not talking about you, honestly. My neighbor is not my enemy.
No.
And we got to get over that. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if what you do is listen to us or you watch the news on TV, and all you do is vote, you maybe donate a little money. It's not the same thing as if you were running for office or if you work within the government.
Yeah.
There's a difference there.
Big difference here.
People need to start understanding that. That difference actually makes all the difference. 272-9228. I think we've got time here for Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Red Top.
Happy birthday to you, buddy. We're going to have a good December, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to try.
And I was just discussing with Ed there. Boy, this new rule on real estate, that's intense. Although, before you ever get your real estate license on the national and the state test, there's so many discrimination questions and the laws and all that. I find that a waste of time, redundant, because I've never even heard of a realtor doing anything to such an extent.
And I'm the same way, Red Top. I've never met a realtor that didn't want to do anything but help people. I've never met one that's like just a closet racist or just they don't go in this business. This business is all about service.
How much time do we spend on fair housing and discrimination in our real estate advance?
And given the history, a good reason to.
Well, yeah, a good part of your training is avoiding violations.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, the discrimination doesn't come from the realtors. It comes from the
banks.
Zoning laws.
Yeah.
Still redline, don't they?
No, not officially, but I'm sure you could come up with.
I'm sure you could.
It exists.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They got the zones and all that crap, so. They bitched and complained a whole lot. They really didn't change anything, is what's happened with a lot of laws. But, yeah, there ain't no discrimination in the real estate business. Is that a national policy?
Yes, sir. Hey, Red Top?
You're cutting it out, Red Top.
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy birthday to you. You guys have a good day.
You too, Red Top. Take care, brother.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Our early December Arctic chill continues. In fact, today our high temperature may not make it out of the 40s, and that's pretty amazing. Breezy and cold today, lots of sunshine, maybe upper 40s for a high temperature. Back to the deep freeze tonight. I think we'll make it down to perhaps the mid-20s for an overnight low temperature by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. High temperature up to about 56, more sunshine. We'll be in the upper 50s Thursday. Small chance of rain by late Thursday into Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. I believe there's an open house today. They're now, until Christmas, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. Saturdays, 10 to 2. And I think JT and Leanne are in store live today, 11 to 12.
So all right.
Y'all stop by Heirloom Jewelers there on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And if you're looking to treat yourself or a great Christmas gift, a one-of-a-kind antique jewelry piece. Can maybe get you out of the doghouse, Eddie?
Yes.
Well, and you said your wife's been looking at the website.
At the website, yes. The website is very popular.
HeirloomJewelers.com. You can see what they currently have in stock, and they really do have quite the stock.
Quite a bit, yeah. They got some beautiful pieces, and I'm not a jewelry nut, but they've got some beautiful pieces.
Yeah, and it's because of True Booth's expertise. He has this network of buyers and sellers all over the country that specialize in antique jewelry pieces. So he gets the pieces that he knows are in fashion here in the River Region that people are willing to pay a pretty penny for. And also, he's willing to pay you top dollar for those pieces you want to sell him that you're willing to part with. So you can make an appointment, but right now, no appointments necessary. Just stop and buy Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. Also an open house, a Christmas open house coming up this Thursday. But today, JT and Leanne will be in store. So y'all check them out today. True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, how y'all?
All right, how you doing, Randall?
A quick rundown on about the online, cross the line. We really need to get behind, and you need to contact your state representatives because they go in session in February. All we got to do is make it where the money, help them help us fight where the money follows students. Because even what I found out, even trying to say that they can go to another school online, it ain't fair for the other teachers. See, like, I take Dable High School, for example. They do both. They're not like Montgomery. Montgomery is either in school or out of school. They're not doing both. So, and Dable, they've only got four people that has the virus. It's got it test positive. But they got 100 that he's made quarantine out. And them teachers have to do double work. They have to also do the work for the kids in class, but they also design and send the stuff to the Chromebooks, the teachers does. So